Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this, our first Sunday morning meditation for the month of March for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I'm your host, Maria Wall, and we're going to jump right into our show today. I hope that you all had a wonderful, wonderful week last week. And as always, we're going to send you some positive thoughts that you have a great, great work week this week, or your week as a whole if you're not a member of the going to work crew, so to speak. Let's get started right now. This week's inspiration, of course, is here today, gone tomorrow. And depending on what your situation is, it could mean so many different things to you. So once again, if you want to go for the fast money, it's here for now, and then you can lose it even faster. In a matter of minutes, it's all gone. So, and again, love the people that you're with and try to tell them that as much as you can, because life is not promised to anyone. We could be here right this moment and be gone the next. I was looking at our local news, and a young man of great sports star at his high school had just made the winning point, and in the blink of an eye, he collapsed, and he died. Such promise, such hope, but whenever God is ready for us to go, we cannot deny him that, and for whatever reason, it was this young man's time to go. And for our next few moments, this is our time to release whatever stress we may have, because stress can really wreak havoc on your entire body, in addition to your spirit and your very soul. So sit back, relax. If you're standing, you can do these exercises and breathing techniques standing or seated, whichever one you prefer. I hope that you found your quiet spots, and we're going to get started. Let's just start with some deep breaths in and out. Ready? Let's begin. Deep breath in and hold it. Hold it and let it out. One more time. Let's take that deep breath in. Hold it as long as you can. And then we're going to let it out. And if you're in a standing position, I want you to raise your hands above your head, as well as if you're in a seated position. And we're going to bend forward as far as we can go. And we're going to try to touch the tips of our toes or our ankles or our legs, shins or our knees, as far as you can go without hurting yourself. We're just going to bend forward. Let your head fall and just relax. Relax. Feel all that tension. You see how stiff your body feels? That's because you're carrying around a lot of unnecessary tension. Just let it all go. Let it go. We're going to hold this for a moment. Try to breathe. You don't have to take deep breaths just because you're bent forward, and it may be a little uncomfortable to some people, but breathe and let it all go. If you're in a seated position especially, close your eyes and just think of nothing right now. Just totally erase all of the thoughts from your mind. I want you to relax. Just relax. And breathe. Again, some of you have told me that when you start to release, you feel a sense and a need to cry. If you feel that need, do so, because that's your body's way of cleansing all of the negativity that you've been carrying around inside. And I'll tell you something else. We have heavy rains here today. It's overcast. But in my world, it's sunshine and bright. Because no matter what I'm facing and I'm going through, I have to keep that positive frame of mind, because there's something to be said about thinking positively and bringing those positive thoughts your way and that positive energy, as opposed to harboring all of that negative energy. Let's come back up. Take a deep breath in. Hold it, and out. One more time, deep breath in, and hold it, and deep breath out. Inhale again, and exhale. And I want you to put your hands down now, and we're just going to tilt our head as far as you can without hurting yourself. To the left. Let's crack that neck. Get that tension out. Hold it to the left. And then we're going to tilt it to the right. That feels good for me. I don't know how it feels to you, but it feels great to me. And I know that some of you are going through quite a bit, and the economy does not help. And I know how you feel. I mean, I've had those thoughts this week where I just wanted to give it all up and just throw in the towel. But once again, I'm here with you today. So never give up, and keep that faith. I want you to remember that you are important, and if you feel as though you're at rock bottom, you have nowhere to go but up. So for those people who you think are on top of the world, if they're at the top, the laws of inertia state that what goes up must come down. So just remember, they have to work very hard to stay at the top. And if you feel as though you're at rock bottom, you have nowhere to go but to start working your way up to the level where those same people that you admire, and in some cases maybe even envy, where they are. So, once again, we're going to bend forward. Try to touch your toes, your knees, your shins, as far as you can go, your ankles. Hold your head down. Let your head just drop and release all of that tension. Just release it. And if you feel the need to twist your head while it's in that position, feel free. Get all of those little cricks and all of that tension out of your neck area. Because, you know, when your neck, as they say, if you have a pain in your neck, that leads to headaches and other discomforts that we don't need today. And we're not going to welcome into our space today, even after this program is over. So just relax. Let's come back up. And now we're going to put our hands out to our side. And we're going to lift our palms up. And as we have our arms lifted to the left and right, just turn your head to your right palm. and breathe deeply. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Now we're going to turn our head forward, tilt our head back, look up to the ceiling. Arms are still held up to our side. And breathe. Really open those lungs. Inhale. And exhale. One more time. Inhale. And exhale. Now we're going to turn our head to the left. Proud warrior stand. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale again. And exhale. Now we're just going to sit for the final 3 minutes. And I want you to just practice your breathing technique. Let go of all of the negativity from last week. It's in the past. It's gone. It's done. Let go. Let it go. Let it all go. And just inhale. And exhale. And for those of you who may be visiting in the chat room, it will hear that Blog Talk Radio is still going through some changes here. And I cannot see the chat room right now. So forgive me for that. But other hosts were having the same problem yesterday. And it seems to be going across the system for certain folks. And today is my day. If you missed last evening's show, you can always listen to that in the archives. And as always, if you'd like to reach us, you may give us a call at 202-618-2556. 202-618-2556. You can also find us on Facebook at Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. You can like us there, and that's one of the best places to keep track of where we are, what we're doing, and of course, when I begin my speaking engagements again. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And of course, Healing Through Hurt is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, 501c3 community and faith-based nonprofit organization. We only have 90 seconds left. Keep breathing, and of course, when you need any of the Sunday morning meditations, they are here for you in our archives. As always, I pray each and every one of you enough sunshine to brighten your day, rain to wash away your sins, and to heal your soul. And as always, enough courage and strength to face whatever may come your way this week. I hope that you join us on Saturday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for our regular Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio program that airs at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And I will see you back here again next Sunday for our regular Sunday morning meditation at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Until then, you be blessed, and I'll see you again soon.